Superbugs and the War on Germs. By Dr. Eric Plasker. The war on germs has failed miserably and is creating an epidemic of superbugs, especially in hospitals. In their attempt to kill germs and wipe out bacteria, hospitals have implemented a highly toxic campaign. This campaign against bacteria and viruses is to try and protect patients. It is failing. As a result, a whole new form of bacteria called superbugs have been created. Most of you have heard about superbugs, and many of you have been affected by them through the illness or loss of a loved one. These antibiotic-resistant bacteria kill 90,000 people per year in hospitals, costing the nation more than $2 billion annually, according to a study in Health Affairs. These stats reference people who acquire infections in the hospital that they did not have when they originally sought out treatment. With skyrocketing costs, all of us are paying the bill. The combination of the overuse of antibiotics, severely invasive procedures, and extremely resistant bacteria that have adapted to the assault on them has created a problem that is now an epidemic. Measles infections, with only 1,164 reported cases in 2019 and no confirmed deaths, represent a small fraction compared to hospital infections and are getting a severely disproportionate amount of attention. This does not mean you should become a germaphobe. Just the opposite may be true. The fact is that we are covered with good bacteria and viruses, scientists estimate over 100 trillion of them, that are necessary for life, and the assault on germs is throwing our bodies and our environment way out of balance. A fundamental prerequisite for life on Earth is the ability of living organisms to adapt to changing environmental conditions, and bacteria are no different. Bacteria have an innate intelligence that enables them to adapt to the forces, chemicals, and environmental factors that try to destroy them. Though many of the germs are killed, the rest come back stronger and more resistant than ever. If bacteria can adapt, so can we. Human beings also have an innate intelligence that can keep us healthy and enable us to adapt. The healthier we keep ourselves through lifestyle, the greater will be our innate ability to adapt. We all know that exercise can increase the health of your immune system, along with a positive mental attitude and good nutrition. It is also true that a healthy nervous system is necessary in order to have a healthy immune system. The two go hand in hand. People with healthy nervous systems seem to be healthier than those without a healthy nervous system. Many people seek out chiropractic care for themselves and their families for this reason. Chiropractic Journal of Australia reported that the nervous system modulates the immune response, so any interference with that system can reduce the effectiveness of the immune system. The literature suggests that chiropractic manipulation had a positive effect on T and B lymphocyte, NK cell, plasma beta endorphin and antibody levels, and phagocytic activity, all of which are known to play roles in the body's immune response function. 4. Our current healthcare system is not really a healthcare system at all. It is a crisis care system. By taking responsibility for what we put into our bodies, our fitness, and how we take care of our brains, spines, and nervous systems, we can improve our health and quality of life as individuals. This not only helps us at the moment, but prepares us for a longer, healthier life. Adjust your lifestyle today. You will strengthen your ability to adapt and will be more likely to enjoy a sensational century.